God. Will you please get situated before you hit record?
I had to move like kind of far so I had to like stretch. Okay. I don't know. I like this one.
Yeah. You're like a little kid in Christmas right now.
Whenever we talk about serial killers, I fucking love it.
Are you a serial killer?
No, I'm just okay. I don't know. Boy. I'm not a serial killer. I would never kill somebody. I just really love talking about serial killers and learning more about them. It's just so interesting to me. Like, whenever it comes really to people that do
terrible, heinous things.
Actually, no. Only serial killers, especially ones that haven't been caught. But, hello, welcome to the Unknown Outsiders podcast. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Eventually.
Yes. No, don't eventually follow us. Follow us now. Fuck it.
No, I meant we'll eventually put something up.
Fuck it. No, follow us now.
Give us some motivation to post something on there.
Yeah.
We could be like, we get to 200 followers.
We'll post a song. Like,
sorry. Go on. More about serial killers, not about shitty iCloud people. Not iCloud. Fuck, SoundCloud. Sorry. I'm coming down.
Okay, so we're going to talk about serial killers, and this episode is going to be about John Wayne Gacy. What was his, like, actual, like, name that the media gave him? Killer Clown?
It's Killer Clown.
Killer Clown, okay.
His, like, first crimes started in Iowa whenever he invited a 12-year-old boy over to his home, and they watched adult films, and he committed sodomy. Which was pretty much, you know,
rape.
Kind of weird that we're sitting here and my cock is unsucked. So they did that. So the little boy did that. And he got caught for that, and he was in prison for a year. Now in prison, he was an outstanding inmate there. And he was in like a video, like, promoting the prison or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, the head chef there. Like, yeah. He made all the food. But, and one day...
That was very loud.
He got a call that his father had passed. And a little backstory on his father. He was a war veteran that was a terrible alcoholic. Whenever he came home...
Wasn't his father, like, a decorated war hero? Or was he just a veteran? Decorated,
he was just a veteran.
Okay. Because I think I read something where, like, he was, like, a really good person in the military, like, decorated for something.
He could have been, I don't know. But when he came back home, he wasn't decorated at all. He would beat his son because he would much rather, like, help his mom in the garden versus play ball with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't like that. And, you know, his dad kicked the shit out of him all the time. And John couldn't get out the fact that he had, you know, more feelings for males than he does females.
Mm-hmm.
But he was afraid to ever come out the fact that he was a homosexual because of what his dad would react to it.
So he was in the closet all of his life.
Yeah, and he had like this built up rage against it. And whenever he found out that his father had passed, he saw two men in their cell, like making out and shit, and he beat the brakes off of them in the cell.
While he was in prison for the sodomy.
Uh-huh. And then after that, he got out. And then I believe he stayed in Iowa for 12 years, I want to say. And he was a manager of a KFC at the time. So he was doing that.
You think he ever cooked any of the people he killed? Sorry.
He hasn't killed anyone yet. Well, he went... I don't know why it did that, but it won't shut off.
His flashlight randomly turned on.
And he moved to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he got in Chicago, he started a family and was, you know, starting his life. He was, he's always been into politics, and so he was just making a name for himself and starting to become a politician, and then he started doing side gigs to where he was a clown named mm-hmm. Pogo and would entertain kids to make him feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he started staying out real late, and his wife was like, yo, what the fuck's going on? But he wasn't going to say anything. But that was around the time that boy started disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
The first boys he started to target were like nobodies. Like their parents were crackheads and mm-hmm. they weren't going to amount to anything.
Yeah.
So he knew no one would miss them or come looking for them if they were gone. So those were the first ones. He didn't like bury them in his house at that point. He would just throw them in the river after he was done. And then his wife, they got a divorce, so he kept the house. And then he got the idea to make a graveyard in his house.
So is that the house that like Ghost Adventures went and investigated?
I have no idea. I don't watch Ghost Adventures. It's all fake. Anyways, he hired a couple of boys to dig for plumbing, air quotes, and they dug like 20 plus holes there. So that was cool. He owned a contracting business at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it wasn't odd of him to have someone do this for him. So that was decent. He kept going after like the low life kids,
mm-hmm.
which sounds terrible, but
it's true.
What he was doing. And then he rented out one of his rooms to one of his employees. He was 17. And one night, that guy came home and John was drunk in the clown outfit and was just like, want to see a magic trick? And he put the handcuffs on him. And then he started to attack him. But somehow Dave got away, went to his room and closed the door. And that's like the only time like I ever saw that he tried to assault somebody in that clown outfit. That was all I could find. But how he got caught was because he was getting cocky. He offered a job to a kid that worked at a pharmacy. Because, you know, it was higher paying, you know, why not? Go mm-hmm. over to his house, talk about stuff. You know, it looked crystal clear. Well, he didn't come back home after that. And he was like, he wasn't like a low profile kid. Like,
his family was like wealthy or something like that.
They were decent. And like, you know, he had the whole hopes and dreams going to college. Like, he was a good student, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell if he's gone.
Yeah.
And, witnesses said that the last person he was with was John Wayne Gacy. So they started investigating him, and this dude was so confident that he had the policeman come over, and he made them dinner.
Feed him the boy?
No, he fed him fish.
Fuck.
God damn, what? Why do you think these dudes are eating people? They're not all Dahmer. Good lord.
That'd be cool for the story. Sorry.
One of the investigators went to go use the restroom, and they could smell rotting flesh coming up through the air vents.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, that's fucked. And so they got a search warrant, but they couldn't find anything
mm-hmm.
at first. And then it's been a while since I've talked about it or looked it up, but I believe like, they had him come in to do a polygraph, which is the lie detector test.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, you know, like, oh, I'm witty. I can pass this no problem. That's why he's smiling in his mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
and he failed it. So they searched again, but they looked in the crawl space and they found human bones. So they started digging up bodies there. Yeah. And they just kept pulling out bodies for weeks. And, like, it was crazy because, like, in front of his house, there was, like, a line of people just looking at this shit. Just, like...
They were watching the investigation. They were
watching him, like, pull bodies out and putting them onto gurneys. And it was insane.
So, were all of his victims, they were under the age of 18?
They were, yeah.
Okay.
They were preteen to teenagers.
That's fucked up. And how many bodies did they pull out?
17?
I want to say 17.
So they pulled... So whenever they found human bones, how do they find human bones? How long before... Like, how long after he had started killing did they finally investigate that house? Because there are human bones that takes a while just to decompose the body.
Mm-hmm. Right. It was...
11 years?
I want to say 11 years.
11 years. Holy shit. And in that 11th year, that's whenever he was like...
Cocky about it.
Yeah, and was like, fuck, they haven't caught me for a decade now. I'm gonna kill this dude.
Yeah.
And then...
Started getting ballsier and ballsier.
Was that the only one that he was like cocky with, or were there some others?
It was 6 years.
Six. Holy fuck.
Still.
So was that the only one that he was like cocky with, was like, yo, he's known, or was it like... He went after more people that were, like, up there that started big investigations.
There weren't 17 bodies found. There was 33.
What?
There were 33 bodies found there?
Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck.
Yep.
33 in 6 years?
Mm-hmm. There could be more.
And there... Holy... Wait. Didn't you search out that it was only 17?
No, there was 33 plus.
Wait, that might have been Ted Bundy.
That wasn't Ted Bundy. That was... Dahmer.
Dahmer, yeah.
Yeah.
But 17. No, 17, not 33.
It's 33, yeah.
Plus, and it could be...
There could be more.
Didn't they say upwards in the hundreds?
There wasn't 33 found at the house. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he dumped some into the river.
But they matched the same description of like how they were murdered and everything.
But he admitted to it that like what all he did and stuff. So I think there was like... 4 or 5 he dumped into the river, but the rest were at his house.
So there's at least 25 that are found at the house.
Yeah, all the murders were committed at the house. Only some were buried there. Well, most of them were buried there.
Okay, so... And he killed... What made him initially do it? Because he didn't kill anybody back where... Because he didn't live in Chicago originally. He lived in Iowa... So what made him like initially do it? Like once he got there,
he was
like,
"I'm in Ohio."
No, he was Iowa.
Oh.
So what made him like start killing in like Chicago? Was it just like, "Hey"?
Did you hear there because like the political?
Since
you said he's very political.
I had a working theory on it because this is more like the mindset of him, and that's not like really factual. But my theory about him is that whenever he first started realizing his homosexuality was around that age and time frame, and so that's whenever he repressed it.
So that's what he was attracted to.
What I'm guessing to, like, what I'm guessing is that he was, like, trying to, like, fully, like, find himself, I guess, which is kind of, like, a weird way to say, because he was a grown-ass man fucking these teenagers. I just feel like that he had, like, such a built-up rage against it that the only way to take it out was against boys that age, where he's been mad at it ever since.
Or,
that could have just been what he was attracted to since that's the age it started.
Well, he was killing them. That's not really an attraction.
He was raping and killing them.
Well, he killing them after. That's no witness. But, so, with him, like, killing them, could it also have been, because it didn't start until after he found out his dad died. Because he had the little boy suck his dick, which right. made him go to prison. Then in prison, he found out his dad died. And then after he got out of prison...
out of the two gay inmates.
And did he also beat... Did he just, like... kill them, like, strangle them, or did he beat the fuck out of them until they died? They didn't. But if he beat the fuck out of them until... No, not the prison one. I mean, like, all of his victims that were murdered.
He strangled them.
He strangled them. So, basically, in a way... Wait, is that it?
He raped and strangled them.
I know the rape part.
Strangled. The main part was strangling, but I believe he stabbed a few of them.
Because if he beat the fuck out of them, too, it could also be... Hey, my dad died. This is what... And, well, like, it was a lot of...
I mean, it wasn't... Maybe? It wasn't, like... Like, it wasn't... Soft, I guess. Like, the rape, like, it was aggressive. Like, it was hard. Like, there was, like... Like, they were fucked up after it. Is what was said in the documentary that I saw. So, I imagine that he was kicking shit out of them as well. But... Like, what initially killed them was him strangling them.
Was he doing that, like, during it? Or would he just, like, finish and then, like, beat the fuck out of them, strangle them, kill them, and that's it?
Imagine after he was done.
Okay. That's fucked up.
I imagine. I don't know for sure, but I imagine.
I'm sorry. This is, like, a really, like, fucked up thing to ask. But, like, what if he murdered, like, whenever he's doing that shit... Little boy realized halfway, they're like, hey, I kind of like this choking thing, and then they're dead.
Whoa. I don't think they would have realized.
Any moment they would like anything happening.
No, like, maybe it was like a little...
They were a little child being raped by... How old was he?
In his 40s.
30s.
30s?
30s, 40s.
By a 30-year-old, the heftier man who bald, dressed up as a fucking clown. I guess they probably didn't know about the clown thing. Did they?
Except for the one that he attacked.
That Except he for that one out. That he made it out alive, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd yeah, he moved crazy. The fuck out after that.
It doesn't surprise me. So, okay.
Can you imagine being that dude? Like, the only
I would not like to of, imagine John Wayne Gacy. That's just fucked up.
I wonder if he got rich for telling his story.
That's your main worry?
He's very private about it. They only give one name for him, and I believe his name is David. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Not even like a last name or anything. He just told the story to like a couple people, and that was it.
Huh.
Like, he doesn't want his picture shown or anything. Real private dude.
Yeah.
I would be too if it was me.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Wow. Okay, so... Okay. So he brought all these boys over for a construction job. Essentially, that's what he stated as an excuse, and then.
Or like he'd pick them up off the street, ask them if they want to ride home or something, you know.
And I guess he would probably wait till they're alone on the street, right?
Right.
Okay.
Like walking home, middle of the night. No one's gonna see that.
Mm-mm. Hmm. That shit's just fucked up.
It's crazy how, like, you said he was, like, an active member of...
The community.
The community.
Yeah, you said he met the president, right?
Yeah, like, I'm...
Like, was all that happening during those 6 years that he was killing people? Because that would have been... That'd make it crazy. Even more fucked up. Like, he met the fucking president while he was, raping these children and killing them.
Do you see something in that door?
No.
Because that's where I just saw black shadow.
Oh, there's probably something. But, so... With the... Fuck. So with the political stuff... Like, how was he, like, a very active member of his community?
Was he just, like, a good dude and everything? Like, everyone liked him and everything like that? He helped out, like, blood drives and shit like that? Like, he'd organize that type of shit? Like, do, like, community service and, yeah. Like...
Okay. So, and the sodomy, right?
I believe he ran for something, too.
Like, mayor or something like that, city council.
But the thing he was charged for was sodomy the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and that happened in Iowa, I assume?
Yeah, that happened in
okay,
Iowa.
Okay, so, okay, that helps with... Is that why he ultimately, like, moved to Chicago? So he can get away from that?
Yeah, he got away from that.
Okay, since no one would know who the fuck he was. Okay.
Do you, okay, think about this. The Trinity Killer from Dexter is a lot like John Wayne Gacy.
They probably, he never.
You think he was loosely based off that?
Probably.
Because, like, in Dexter, he got caught, like, he would, like, do the killing in threes and everything like that. Murder his mom or murder the sister.
Remember, he wasn't caught.
Yeah, I know. And then, like, last one, he'd be, like, play like the little boy was him.
Yeah, because of his family thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
His very first victim was stabbed to death. The other ones were by asphyxiation or strangulation.
Okay, so with the stabbing to death, the first one, they didn't find out about it for 6 years. Did he admit to, I stabbed this person, threw them in the river? Was it the river or was it the lake? One of the Great Lakes.
The Plain River.
That's over by Chicago?
Yeah.
Really? Gee, I didn't know there was a river through there.
Oh.
Okay.
26 were buried in the crawl space, and the rest were on his property, and, well, 4 of them were discarded into the river. The rest were found around his property.
Wow. And all of them teenagers. That's just fucked up. And all of his victims, they found evidence of him raping them.
He admitted to it.
And he admitted, okay.
Yeah, they all had, like, marks on them that they were forced.
And that stayed there for that amount of years, or did he, fuck,
document any of it?
Like, no, what the shit? Fuck? Actually, that's a good question.
He
actually
had memorabilia. Like, he had their rings and stuff. He kept a little.
Wait, doesn't Zach Bagans have that?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Thought he bought that.
He also held his brain.
What?
Yeah.
That's.
They sold his brain to, at least I think it was John Wayne Gacy. They sold his brain to science to, like, figure out why someone would do that shit. Like, study his brain. And this chick bought it and let Zach Bagans hold it. It's like in slices.
That is fucking crazy.
You didn't see that part?
No. I didn't watch that. That's so cool, though. But so gross.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I don't think he didn't meet Jimmy Carter, but he met his wife, Rosalind Carter, and they were both photographed together. So I got that mixed up. It was the first lady, not...
First, okay.
Yeah.
And they were photographed together?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think she felt after that? Was that during the time, though?
Yeah, see, look.
God, that's gross. 78. When was yeah.
She... It was...
Yeah, it was. It was at the end.
Really?
It was at the end of it.
Yeah, it was like peak.
Oh, oh,
but yeah,
damn.
Zach Bagans wants to buy the brain and put it in his museum in Vegas.
Yeah, May 6th, 1978, he took a picture with her, and he was caught December 11th.
Wow.
Of that same year, yeah.
That is fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
Apparently Jeffrey Epstein's brain was different, too. I don't know.
We're on John Wayne Gacy.
I know.
Yeah, we can't go off on tangents in this episode, so...
It just got me looking at it since, you know, the That's memes and though. Everything. I don't even know.
So... So he was essentially a good guy in the eyes of, like...
Oh, like his neighbors and stuff? Yeah, like he'd throw, like, summer parties and stuff like that.
Like, he was the dude who went to, like, Super Bowl,
like,
and
the
shit.
Parks and stuff.
He'd throw summer parties at his house? Mm-hmm. So people would be inside of his house with the bodies rotting in there, and they wouldn't question anything?
I guess with all the food cooking and everything like that, you wouldn't really smell it.
Going to the bathroom, though. He cooked food for the investigators, and then they went to the bathroom and was like, oh, shit, rotting flesh. And then that's whenever everything
started. Well, that was whenever there was 26 of those motherfuckers.
Well, if he was still throwing house parties before December 11th, If he still was, that's fucked up.
Maybe the investigator just went to the wrong bathroom.
Like, or maybe whenever the people went in there, they were like, oh, what's that smell? And he's probably like, oh, we probably got, like, mice and shit in there. And
like, there could have just been dead animal. Like, raccoon and shit.
Yeah, he probably made up excuses if that had happened. Fuck.
A little bit on his personality. During his marriage and stuff, him and his wife were swingers.
Oh, wow.
So about every night they went out, they came back with another couple.
That's fucking crazy.
They even did it whenever his sister was in town, and they went out with him. Like, they still did it. Like, still met a couple, and then they switched partners.
I could never do that.
Why did he get a wife if he was homosexual?
Well, he didn't want to admit that.
Cause
he only admitted that he was bisexual to her, like, later on, because, like, she found, like, gay pornography and all that stuff. So he's like, oh, I'm bisexual. He still didn't want to believe that he was...
Because of what his father instilled in him by
beating him. And plus it was, like, the 70s. Like,
yeah,
frowned upon. Kind of.
Yeah.
No, not kind of. Frowned upon.
So... You know, it's a big deal if you were to come out then. Especially as big as a figure as he was becoming. Because, like, he was going to Democratic Party functions, and he was a big part of the community. Like, he was a growing businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had the life you essentially wanted. Like, a family, your business was doing well for itself, you've put your foot into politics, and you have a big name in Chicago.
Is it like the people that, like, run JFL and everything here in town?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I just
yeah, because they throw their summer parties and kind of stuff. And
like, they hosted the football team, like, 5 times last year with good-ass food. We ate so much of it. I miss it. Their food, their mac and cheese, Jesus Christ.
John Wayne Gacy. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
I want some of that mac and cheese, by the way.
Like, that shit.
Try to give me some of it.
Like, that bro, shit. Bro, so
I will try.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
No. Like, once I become a coach. All
right, cool. Okay.
Like, that. Like, that's what perplexed me so much was that his personality didn't
match
who he was.
And he had. Think he was bipolar?
Yeah. Yeah, I could see him being bipolar.
Or, like, schizophrenic to a certain extent.
See, I don't really know, like, what was wrong with him. Because on the outside, like, you saw a hardworking, achieving...
And you know that's got to be his personality if he, like, does it. Like, that's got to be part of
him, right, not just an act. There's also something deep inside of him that's...
Yeah.
Frustrated and...
But, like... Do you know how hard it would be to act like that for so long and do all the dirty work to get that successful and everything like that just as an act? Because you would hate every second of it. So why do it?
Maybe he didn't hate it.
That's who he was.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was that person.
No, you're saying that he put on an act. But if he was that person, that's just like... He probably enjoyed having, like... Going to these functions, being a part of the community, that's probably what made him actually feel like, because I assume since he felt frustrated, that was probably the only moments in his time where he, like, felt like he had a connection with other people.
Kind of like football was for me, music is for you.
Yeah, he just felt like doing all that probably was just, like, his way of connecting with the real world, because inside of him he probably felt disconnected and frustrated with who he was as a person and who his... dad, like, portrayed him out to be. So he probably felt very frustrated with that and felt connections with other people.
Well, even if he wanted to go, like, play baseball and other sports like that, he couldn't because he had a heart condition. To where it was smaller than the average one, I believe it was. And so, like, he couldn't do physical activity for too long because he'd get overworked.
Okay, so... You said him and his wife got divorced, right?
Yep.
Because he kept on showing up late and everything.
Did he get divorced before the murders?
Or it would have to be during, because he
just was, as they started.
Like, just as they started. So that's why he did them out in the river. And then he... And that's why he was gone. Once he got divorced
and everything.
Once he was gone late. Like, that's why he was gone. Okay.
Yeah, he was doing all that. The only reason why he stabbed the first one, and he never did it again, was because it was too messy. He didn't want to deal with the mess.
How did they... Okay, never mind. He dumped the body. Where was that located at? Why wasn't that, like, a big deal for, like, hey, somebody was fucking stabbed to death? And they weren't looking for the body or anything, or were they?
They weren't.
So why didn't that, like, spark up anything? Like,
probably because they never found the body.
I know they never found the body, but sure enough, if it was really messy, there's going to be blood in certain spots. Why didn't they be like, blood? Did he take the knife back with him, or did he throw it? Because if he threw it, bloody knife, what the fuck happened?
I feel like he had it with, like, he kept it with him.
Okay.
I read that it was, every murder was done in the house. So he stabbed him and did all that.
So he probably did like a Dexter thing where he set up the room for it. That way it's easy clean up.
Or something like that. I don't know.
So, wait.
Plus it was his first one. So I doubt it was very...
That he knew what
yeah.
he had to do. So wait, so he was married at that time?
I believe so. I need to look at the timeline again.
Yeah, because that wouldn't really fit. Because if his wife
was... Yeah, 75.
75 was the first murder?
75 was whenever he came out as bisexual to his wife, and he started in 1972. Like, they weren't, like... Like, he wasn't killing a lot in those first 3 years.
It was just, like...
It was, like... It was, like, months in between. But after they split up, he went on a rampage.
Because
he was just alone. But whenever he had free time at home or something, and they were gone... Wife and kids, he would do this to him.
What made him initially do that first one? Did he ever say that? Because obviously, I'm pretty sure that's the reason why he kept going with it, because he enjoyed it.
He just said he just had urges.
Huh.
To just keep going. Like, it was really weird, because, like, whenever he was caught, you know, he admitted to all of it. And went along with it. And then whenever he was getting closer towards his, you know, execution, he was like, I'm innocent. No, you're not innocent.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. I can't admit to 33 murders.
And it was in his house.
All the bodies were hidden there. But the bones on that one sparks kind of a...
How many years does it take for a body to completely decay?
There's just bones, that would take a very long time. Isn't going to happen within... I could be wrong. I don't think it happened within 6 years. Okay.
It's
8 to 12 years.
So yeah,
to decompose to a skeleton.
So how the fuck did they find bones?
I just said bones. Like, that's what they found.
That's what.
You know, I imagine there is still stuff on them.
What if that was, like, his original trophies was bones?
Like, they're still, like, pulling out full bodies, but they were decomposing, and that's what that smell was.
Yeah, they were decomposing, but I doubt
that... Because they found the bones, right? That's what they found to spark the investigation to find the bodies, right?
I believe they saw a hand, and they investigated it, and then they
dug up bodies and bones.
So
okay, so it wasn't like just straight bone.
No, they wasn't like full on skeletons.
Okay, that's what I was.
I just said bones because usually that's just like dead bodies.
Okay, I was thinking, yeah. Okay, so whenever he was hiding these people in his crawl space inside of his home, did he cut up the bodies, mutilate them before he put them in there, or did he just throw up? He just threw the full bodies in?
Whenever they were bringing out bodies from it, they were in full body bags. So I imagine that they were in, that they were still in fully tacked. I don't think he cut anyone up.
Huh.
I don't think, I'm just seeing that based off of what I saw, like, on clips. They didn't say anything about him cutting anyone up.
Okay.
How long do you get to do the project in criminology? In, like, months?
You get, like, 3 weeks. 3 weeks to a month to do it.
So, every day for 3 weeks to a month, you were just reading shit about this dude.
Mm-hmm. Every day in study hall, I'd watch a different documentary about it.
Damn. Mm-hmm. You could have went to Harvard.
For John Wayne Gacy. I only take shit serious whenever I care about it.
Yeah.
And this interested the fuck out of me.
What made you interested in, like, John Wayne Gacy specifically?
He's part of the reason that I don't like clowns. Because my dad told me about the clown killer when I was younger. And I said, fuck clowns. They kill people. So I had an irrational fear. Mm. And it just kind of stuck with me ever
since.
Then
the clown thing of 2016 probably didn't help.
Yeah.
Like, were you genuinely scared that there were going to be clowns coming?
No.
Okay.
Because if there was going to be a clown, they were going to be assaulted. So, yeah, if there's not any more questions, I feel like I got a lot of it down.
Yeah, I don't think I have any more. I think I asked all that. Yeah, I think I'm good with the questions on it. You got anything?
But, like, did he ever answer if, like, the one that he got cocky and caught was the only, like, big name, like, known kid that he went after? Or was it all just nobodies and that one kid that fucked him over? Or were there more, like, kind of, like, more well-known families that were victims?
Well, if 30 boys are coming up missing in, like, the span of 6 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be looking for people. And I believe that John was on their target list at one point, like a suspect list. But they really didn't pursue it because of who he was.
Okay.
So, after the pharmacy kid happened, you know, they investigated it.
Because he was sloppy with it? Like,
yeah, he got sloppy. He did. He got overconfident within himself.
Or do you think he, like, just, like, gave up trying to hide the fact?
He got sloppy with it. He just got overconfident with himself. He has a large ego.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, because you've noticed, like, throughout his life, everything he does, he wants to be the best at. So being in management at KFC, to, you know, being
the contract.
A part of the Democratic Party, head businessman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever he did, he excelled at.
Yeah.
That's one thing you take away from it.
If the investigator didn't smell the smell, would they have actually pursued any investigation on him? Or would they have just eaten dinner and left, considering the guy
he
was?
They still would have tailed him. Because they were watching him where he went.
It's like it would have been like kind of like just more like a stakeout than more like a full-blown investigation.
Right.
Yeah, but if he knew that they were watching him, he wouldn't. Or were they watching him before that?
I believe they were watching him a little bit before that. Like they were doing stakeouts and then...
So they let him kill again?
So... Like, he knew about what they were doing the whole time.
Huh. I don't
know. Like, he was just acting chill about it.
What do you think was going through his mind through that 6 years? It's like, at some point, you gotta get paranoid that they're gonna catch you.
After the first one or the first couple?
Well, I'm
pretty
sure when he hit number 30, he was like, they're not catching me.
But still, you always gotta have that, like, flight fear, like, in the back of your head, like, oh, shit, they might catch me.
Like, he was laughing and joking with police officers whenever they arrested him, and that's why he's smiling in the photo, in his mugshot. Like, he didn't think they were ever gonna catch him. Ever.
And then they did, so he was probably like, fuck it, this is the way it's going to be.
What? Isn't that, like, how every serial killer is? Like, they killed a couple people and, like, oh, shit, they're not going to catch me.
It depend. Like, with him, it was a span of over 6 years. Mm-hmm. So...
And for how, like, his life was, too. Like, he wasn't living in the shadows. Like, he was present. Like, everyone knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, most other serial killers, they're not, like, big in the communities. Charles Manson was a cult leader.
Yeah.
He wasn't big in the
community. Didn't he, like, live in, like, a cave or whatever?
Yeah, he lived in a cave. Jeffrey Dahmer wasn't a
big person. He was just an alcoholic in school. Like, he wasn't anything special. Like, he wasn't outstanding. He was a shy kid. Yeah,
Jeffrey Dahmer was an alcoholic?
He was just a real life, yeah. So, these people weren't, especially, like, Ted Bundy. He wasn't, like, a big personality. He was just around, like, the girls all the time.
Yeah, he was.
But then once it started getting publicized, he took that shit full force. So, and I guess with John Wayne Gacy, after the first, like, couple, if they didn't suspect anything from him, he probably was like, fuck it, do it more. And that's probably why it escalated to so many.
Mm-hmm.
Why I really like him is because of just how his life went. Because he seems like a perfectly normal person. And then on the inside, he's just this evil.
Yeah, that's also what I'm talking about. Like, how did he, like, separate those two worlds, those two parts of him for so long?
And he did it well.
Like, very well. I think it was just, like, his competitive nature happened to be, like, the best at everything. Like, he forced himself to.
Like, he had a family, successful business and social life. And
met the president's wife, got a picture with her.
And, like, he was one of the highest serial killers.
Ever.
Yeah.
That dude had major demons.
Yeah.
I still don't see how... Like, how did he kill himself, like, dealing with those demons before he, like, killed other people? Like, that type of shit made me want to kill myself. I had that much shit going on in my mind.
That's probably how he suppressed it. He was killing people.
It's kind of like... Hate to bring this up again, but Dexter, how he, like, killed people to, like, stay sane. It was more like a relief for him, and since it was a bad guy.
Maybe. I don't know. If he never stated it, which did he?
What?
Did he ever say, like, killed? Yeah.
No. He went from confessing it to saying he was not guilty and all this other stuff. And even if he did say why he did it, it would probably be a bunch of bullshit, like what Ted Bundy said.
Mm-hmm.
About the whole hardcore porn. That shit's stupid.
Are you saying that because you watched hardcore porn and didn't want to mutilate any women?
I'm just saying middle school boys would be killing everybody.
True. That is true.
That's just about all I can remember about him.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, that should be the episode.
Yeah, no shit.
And then we'll do another... Vicky, see where you can
do. We'll do a couple, because, like, these are fun.
Hey, champagne.
Stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned.